Photos: officials identify man dressed in suit accused of stealing copper. At least he dresses nice. By Amy Furr on February 18, 2023. A suspect has been identified after being accused of stealing copper wire from a store in Bartow County, Georgia. Uniform Patrol responded to a Lowe's store on Monday following a report of theft. The Bartow County Sheriff's Office told followers in a social media post on Thursday. Loss Prevention reported this male subject came into the store and loaded 5 spools of copper wire onto a cart, then walked out the door without paying. The agency said, referencing images of the suspect. The photos show a young man wearing a white button-down shirt, a blue suit jacket, and black slacks. In one image, he appears to be pushing a cart with a blue handle down one of the store aisles. Social media users commented on the pictures. One person writing, "Never trust a guy shopping at a home improvement store with a pocket square. Well, at least he dresses nice," another commented. The sheriff's office said security footage shows what happened exactly as loss prevention reported to authorities. In an update, the agency said, the suspect has been identified thanks to the assistance of other jurisdictions where he was arrested for doing the same thing. Copper is described as one of the most lucrative metals for recycling and being one of the oldest continually used metals in the world. Copper is found as an alloy in other metals, as well, per the Scrap Mart website. The average American home's inner working depend on copper and all the properties it brings. Being an excellent conductor of electricity and heat, copper wire makes up much of a typical home's wiring. The alloys that make up a lot of the plumbing pipes in a typical home contain copper, as well. The only metal that conducts electricity and heat better than copper is silver. As the crime wave continues plaguing citizens in President Joe Biden's D. America, people are more likely now than at any time over the past 5 decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article said.